So the first sugya we started it with, which is actually all of the sugyas, just Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, is L'chatchila and B'di'evet B'shchita. And we started by talking about the Mishnah and the Gemara and Daf Chav Zayin. And the Gemara there talks about L'chatchila and B'di'evet by Shchita. And we had two options of what we have to shecht by an ofen of behemah lechatchila and b'di'evid in order to make it heter, in order to make it mutter b'achila. We had a lishna kama and a lishna basra. The lishna kama says that lechatchila by of you have to be shochet shnayim, and b'di'evid it's okay with one. And the lishna basra says that lechatchila by both, in terms of our understanding, it's by both of and behemah. L'chatchila you need shleimim, and then by behemah obviously you need shnayim shleimim, right? Of also l'chatchila shnayim shleimim, and b'di'eved it's enough with just rov. Rov is okay b'di'eved. Those were our two lashonos, right? The first lashon is two by of l'chatchila and one b'di'eved, and the lashon basra is l'chatchila shleimim b'di'eved just rov. So now there's a question. Right, are these dine shchita? Right, are they midrabanan, midaraisa, a combination of the two? So the Ran says that the dine lechatchila are only derabanan. Right, lechatchila midrabanan you shecht shnayim ba'of and shnayim shleimim. Why? Because the araisa there's no chiluk between lechatchila and b'di'evet. L'chora that was the reason why. There's no chiluk between lechatchila and b'di'eved on a d'oraisa. The Rambam, al pi the Kesef Mishnah, says that both these lechatchilos are d'oraisa. Right? Midoraisa by shchita, you need two simanim shleimim bein ba'of bein b'behema. No matter what. You need two simanim shleimim bein ba'of bein b'behema. Right? And the Rambam learns that from... Right? It's complicated, but... He learns from the connection between Chaya and Of, and then that's why Of, right, is Doraisa, not Dorabanan, right? Because if it's Par Kapara, you could say that it's maybe Dorabanan. Fine. But the Rambam holds that you need this both Lechatchilos are Doraisa. And Rashi seems to make a chiluk between the two Lushonos. In the Lishna Kama, Rashi says explicitly by us, it's Lechatchila Midrabanan, right, by the Of. By Of, you only need two simanim midrabanan lechatchila. But the Lishna Basra, about simanim shleimim, you need that shleimim lechatchila midoraisa. Right, and that came out through the Isser Havdalah by Malika. Right, that's why Rashi says by the Isser Havdalah, right, you can be chosech the entire simen, you can do an entire simen. Right, instead of just doing rove of one simen by an oaf, you can do the whole simen. Right, and that's not an Isser Havdalah, but doing the second simen would be an Isser Havdalah. Right, because there's an Isser to not be mavdil by Malika, by the Chatas Oaf. So you're chosech the entire simen because that's a lechatchila d'oraisa. But to do the second simen, that's only lechatchila d'rabbanan. That's not going to override the Isser Havdalah. Fine. So those are the three shitos. The Ran, the Rambam, and Rashi. Right, Ran is all Derabanan, Rambam is all Doraisa, and Rashi is split between Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra. So, on the Rambam shita is probably the most mechudash. That it's these are Doraisas. And we had a question from the Tosos and Nida on the Rambam. Right, the Tosos and Nida... Right, the Gemara Nida is talking about tefillah, whether the crevices of the woman's body need a bias mayim, right? Whether they need to be cleaned to a bias mayim. So the halacha is that they need to be cleaned, right? Let's say the armpit, for example, or the inside of the mouth, right? They need to be cleaned, right? You can't have like strands of like meat sticking in your teeth for the woman, right? Because then part of the tooth won't be able to get to have a bias mayim. But you don't actually need a bias mayim in that. A woman doesn't have to open her mouth and get the water of the mikvah, nasty mikvah water in the mouth. Right? It's chlorinated water. You don't want that in the mouth. Fine. Right? So, right? That's based on the principle, Kol Roy Labila Ein Bila Ma'akeves Ba. Right? As long as it's Roy, then you don't actually need the Bila itself. Right? That's talking about the Bila by the Korban Mincha. Right? So by Tevila also. Right? If it's Roy LaTevila Ein HaTevila, right? Abias Maim is not Ma'akeves Ba. Right? As long as it's Roy LaBias Maim. Right? So then Tosfos there asks, why is there not a din lechatchila to actually taka have a bias mayim in those places? Why can't a woman who wants to do a lechatchila tvila just open her mouth and make sure that her armpits, you know, everything, all the crevices in the body get, right, get a bias mayim? Right? Why doesn't the woman do that lechatchila? Tosfos answers, because tvila is just a matir, right? And she's going to be tahora whether she has a bias mayim there or not. Right, she doesn't need the bias mayim in those places. So what does it help you? You're right, you're going to be the same level of tahor no matter what. So there's no lechatchila in b'di'evad by a matir. That's what Tosfos posits. Based on that, lechora shechita is a matir. So how can there be lechatchila in b'di'evad by shechita? Right, if it's just a matir, how can there be lechatchila in b'di'evad? So the answer is that the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos counts the mitzvah of shechita. And the Rambam says it's not just, that shechita is not just a matir. It's a matir plus. It's a matir plus a mitzvah. Or a mitzvah plus a matir, whatever you want to call it. It's more than just a matir. It's a mitzvah. But there's a mitzvah to do shechita. And therefore, it's mistaber that we can have a lechatchila and a bidyevet. So we had another question on the Rambam also, from the Ramban. The Ramban brought both Tzadim, as Doraisa and Darabanan, but Lechora, the Ramban said that it was really Darabanan. And his reasoning was that there's no Lechatchila in B'di'evit by Mitzvah Doraisa. So that's a question on the Rambam. For the Rambam, he says Doraisa, the Mitzvah Shechita is Doraisa, Lechatchila by Shechita is Doraisa. There's no Lechatchila in B'di'evit by a Doraisa. So the answer is that we need to look at Hiddur Mitzvah. Hiddur Mitzvah, Lechora, meaning it's a machlokas whether it's Doraisa or Darabanan. Right? Whether Zekele Van Vehu is the mucker for Mitzvah Doraisa or it's an asmachta for a Mitzvah Darabanan. But Lechora for the Rambam, you can say that it's a Mitzvah Doraisa, and therefore you can see that there might be Lechatchila and Bidyeved by Mitzvos Doraisa. Because Hiddur Mitzvah obviously is subject to Lechatchila and Bidyeved. Right? So that, Whether it's a mitzvah d'oraisa or d'rabbanan, that's a machlokes. So the raya that we can bring for the Rambam, that perhaps it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, that hiddur mitzvah is a mitzvah d'oraisa, stems from machlokes in Sukkah about shlish b'mitzvah. Right? Hiddur mitzvah we know is ad shlish b'mitzvah. And there's a question in the Gemara, there's a question in the Gemara Bava Kama, right, about shlish b'mitzvah. Not in Tzuken, but Vakama. Right? Shlish b'mitzvah. Is that shlish milgo or shlish milvar? Right? From within or from without? I'm not going to try to explain milgo and milvar right now, because Rebbe even has a hard time explaining that in Shir. It gets very complicated with the math. Right? Whether it's from within or whether it's from without. Right? Milvar is from, it's a shlish from within. So if it was, if you were going to spend $6, you have to now spend $9, because the third is a third from within the final total. So you have to spend an extra $3 to put it up to $9. And if it's milgo, so then it's from without. So it's a third of whatever you were initially going to spend. If you're going to spend $6, so a third is $2, you'd have to spend $8 on it. So there's a machlokes amongst the Rishonim and Bava Kama, right? Whether right, the Gemara leaves it as a teku, but we have to, it's halacha l'maisa, we have to paskin. So some of the Rishonim say that we paskin lakula and say milago. It only has to be 8, right? Why do they say that? Because it's a mitzvah derabanan lechora, and it's safek derabanan lakula. So we're going to make you spend less. However, Rabbeinu Chananel could potentially be a raya for the Rambam. Why? Because Rabbeinu Chananel paskins l'chumra. He says that you have to have a shlish milvar. Paskins l'chumra. That shows that clearly hiddur mitzvah is a mitzvah d'oraisa. And that meaning you have to pay 9 if you were going to pay 6. You have to pay 9. It's half of the initial amount. Right? It's more. It's l'chumra. right? And therefore, and that could be a raya potentially for the Rambam. So moving towards question number three, right? Is Shechita a mitzvah or not? Interesting question. Is it a mitzvah or a matir / iser aseh? So the Rambam, according to the Kesef Mishnah, says that for sure Shechita is a mitzvah. The Ravid, however, disagrees and says that at most it's going to be an iser aseh, but for sure it's not going to be a mitzvah. So we then saw the Gemara in Beitza about Behema Bechaya Becheskes Iser Omedes Ad Sheyodei Alecha B'ma Nishchata. That was the entire line in Beitza that we saw. We saw one line in the Gemara, right, that the Behema Bechayeha is Becheskes Iser Omedes, until we know for sure that there was a Shechita. So the obvious question is, what's Becheskes Iser? What does it mean, Behema Becheskes Iser Omedes, Behema Bechaya Becheskes Iser Omedes? What's Becheskes Iser? So Rashi over there in Beitza says, what's Becheskes Iser? Becheskes Iser Eiver Menachai. Right? And then once it's shechted, once we know that it's shechted, it's no longer Becheskes Iser Eiver Menachai. Tosa says, that's a Pella. What are you talking about, Rashi? For the Iser Eiver Menachai to go away, we have to know for sure how it was shechted? Really? Rashi, that's what you're going to say? Right? That's the call you're going to make, ref? Come on. Doesn't make any sense. You don't need a shechita to get rid of the Isra Eivra Menachai. If the animal dies, there's no more Isra Eivra Menachai. In El Chanami, there would be an Isra Nevela. But it's not going to be an Isra Eivra Menachai anymore. It goes away without a shechita. So Rashi, what are you talking about? Behema Becheskes Isra Omed. This is talking about Isra Eivra Menachai, which is going to go away with shechita. I can shoot the animal in the head with a gun, it'll die without a shechita, and the Isra Eivra Menachai is going to go away. If I eat that meat, it's not going to be Isra Eivra Menachai. It's going to be maybe about the shaktu if you eat raw meat. Probably even not. You can eat raw meat. Who cares if you eat raw meat? You know, tartar, right? Tartar, right? Raw meat. Right? Who cares if I eat raw meat? Right? It'll be an Isra Nevela. Isra Eivra Menachai goes away. That's Tosfos' question. And he answers, there's an answer for Rashi. He gives an alternate answer. He gives a different perush of what Becheskes Iser means. Becheskes Iser really means that it's Becheskes Iser in a shchuta. That's what Behema Bechayah Becheskes Iser Omed is. Becheskes in a shchuta. And then you have to know, right, it's only going to be mutter al yidei shchita. So you have to know that it was shechted, and then it's going to be removed from that Iser, that Becheskes in a shchuta. So you see that there's an Iser of in a shchuta from that Tosfos, and that shechita is really just it's a matir, it's an iser aseh, it's a matir to get you out of that iser in a shechuta. So lechora that Tosfos was going like the Ravid. The Ravid was going like that Tosfos, however you want to look at it, the Seder Adairis. Fine. So another aspect of this sugya is the Birkas HaShechita. Can an Elaim, right, Lechatchila, can an Elaim, who is a Shomei of Einu Medaber, can he Shecht Lechatchila? So that's a Machlokes, Rush and Orzarua. The Rush says that the Elaim can Shecht, and somebody else will just make the Birkas HaShechita. The Orzarua, however, says no, Lechatchila, the person who's Shechting has to make the Bracha. Right, this whole conversation was agav. It was agav a discussion that we had about what a birkas hamitzvah really is. Right, because whether you can make the birkas hashchita. Right before, yes, whether it has to be dafka before or dafka after, or you can even do it after. Right, that was a machlokas whether birkas hamitzvah is parallel after birkas hanenin or also after birkas hasheva. And right, the Orzarua said b'diavad you can make the bracha afterwards because it's also modeled after birkas hasheva. Fine. Right, but then we got to the question of what's the gedder birkas hashchita. right? Which brought us to the case of the Elaine. So the Rush says that Lechatchila and Elaine can do the Shechita and somebody else can make the Bracha. The Orza Rua says that Lechatchila, the Elaine cannot do the Shechita, and Lechatchila, whoever is doing the Maisa Shechita, should also make the Bracha. So the Taz asked a blistering kasha on the Orza Rua. According to the Orza Rua, right, what do you do with this din of Yatza Motzi? Right, there's a din arvus by mitzvos and brachas. So why can't somebody else make the bracha and the ilim can then shecht? Right, even lechatchila, why not? So the Taz answers that there's a chilik between mitzvos shebegufo and mitzvos that are not shebegufo, or lav shebegufo. Mitzvos shebegufo, even lechatchila, somebody else can make the bracha and then you can do the mitzvah. Why? Because only you can do the mitzvah, and if you can't make the bracha, then somebody else can make the bracha for you. So let's say by tefillin, by somebody who's older, can't make the bracha, right? I can't put on tefillin to be motzi, this, you know, 100-year-old man, to do the mitzvah of tefillin. I can't put on tefillin for him. I put on tefillin, it's my own mitzvah. Right? But, so he has to put on the tefillin himself, but if he can't make the bracha, so what's he supposed to do? So I can make the bracha for him, and then he can put on the tefillin. Right? But a mitzvah which is lav shebegufo, like the mitzvah of shechita, I don't have to shecht. Somebody else can shecht. I don't know how to do shechita. Even if I did, I don't have to shecht. Somebody else can shecht for me. It's not that I can only eat meat that I shecht, right? And in that case, according to what the Taz says for the Orza Rua, is that in a case like that, lechatchila, there, whoever is the osa, whoever's doing the maisa of the mitzvah, the maisa of the shechita in this case, should also be saying the bracha. So now, why is the Rush cholik on the Orza Rua according to the Taz? So the Taz says that the Rush is molded to the schiluk. However, this schiluk is only shaykh by birkas ha-mitzvah. It's only shaykh by mitzvahs. The Rush says that what's pshat by shechita? Shechita is different. Shechita is totally different. The bracha of shechita is a birkas ha-shevach. You're misunderstanding what the birkas ha-shechita is all about. It's a birkas ha-shevach. Right? And if it's a birkas ha-shevach, it's not a shaykh to the maisa mitzvah at all. It's just, this is the opportune time to make that bracha. The birkas ha-shevach for the isser of not eating basar shena shkuta. Right? That, and because it's a birkas ha-shevach, that can be done by somebody else. It doesn't matter. The person who's doing the shechita doesn't have to make the bracha. It's just now is the opportune time to make this birkas ha-shevach. And therefore, somebody else can do it, and even an ilim can shecht lechatchila. However, we had a problem, because there's a world-famous rush in Ksuvis about the birkas ha-erisin. And in that rush in Ksuvis about the birkas ha-erisin, he says that the birkas ha-erisin is also a birkas ha-shevach, and that's the opportune time and it's just that the Shas Kiddushin is the opportune time to make the bracha, which is all about the arayos, right? The birkas ha-shevach about thanking Hashem for giving us the arayos, right? These yisurim, right? But in that rush, he brings three reasons lechora why the birkas ha-shechita is a birkas ha-mitzvah. And it's not similar to the birkas ha-erisin. Number one, that there's no basar is not mutter without shechita, as opposed to kiddush, right? The whole reason the Rush says of kiddushin is to get the pru revu. But you can get the pru revu without kiddushin. You can take a pilegesh. Right? So you don't need kiddushin, right, to get the pru revu, as opposed to shechita, right? But you can't eat meat without shechita. Reason number two, there's a lotion of tzivoy in the pasuk by shechita, right? Vizavachta v'achalta, right? It's a lotion of tzivoy. It's supposed to kiddushin, right? Ki yikach ish isha, very happenstance, no tzivoy there. And number three, right? Shechita is a chiyuv by kachin, right? Kiddushin is never technically a chiyuv, right? So we have three reasons why lechora birkas hashechita is a birkas hamitzvah. It's a steer in the rush. What's pshat? So Tzvi Pesach Frank, which I believe Rebbe was showed by his son-in-law, was mayor, that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank asked this kasha in the Shut Har Tzvi, I believe. And Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank answers, you're understanding the Russian ksuv is totally wrong. Those three reasons are not reasons why the Birkas HaShechita is a Birkas HaMitzvah. Those are three ironclad rayos for the Taz. Right? The whole point of the Rush bringing those three reasons are not to tell us that Birkas HaShechita is a Birkas HaMitzvah, but to tell us why, even though it's not, the Birkas HaShechita is not formulated like the Birkas HaErusin, it's more formulated like a Birkas HaMitzvah, it's still a Birkas HaShevach. Meaning it's a Birkas HaShevach, and it's just formulated like a Birkas HaMitzvah for those three reasons. Right? But the MS, the Birkas HaShechita really is a Birkas HaShevach. It's just formulated like a Birkas HaMitzvah for those three reasons. Right? Because there's no other way to get kosher meat, and there's a Lashon Tzivui, and there's a Chiyuv by Kachin. That's why it's formulated like a Birkas HaMitzvah. But in reality, it's still really a Birkas HaShevach, and there's really no steer in the Rush at all. Those are just three reasons, right? The Rush is really bevorning a kasha in Sukkos. Oh, you're going to ask from Birkas HaShechita. Birkas HaShechita is a Birkas HaShevach, and it's formulated like a Birkas HaMitzvah. Yeah, it's formulated like a Birkas HaMitzvah for those three reasons. That's really what the Russian Ksuvos was doing. And that was Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank's answer. So we went to question number five. L'inyan Shehiya b'miyabasra. So we had the Shita of Rashi by Shehiya b'miyabasra. Right, what's the suffix about Shehiya b'miyabasra? So Rashi said that the suffix is if you do a Shehiya b'miyabasra, is that considered all one Maisa Shechita? And because you finished it after a Shir Shehiya, therefore it's going to be Pasul? Or, right, you already finished a Maisa Shechita when you were Shochet Rov, and therefore the Shechita b'miyabasra. Is something else totally separate, and therefore it's going to be kosher shechita. That's the suffix. And Rashi says that we're posik l'chumra because it's suffix d'oraisa, and therefore shehiya b'miyabasra is going. Right, if you did shehiya and then you were shochet b'miyabasra, that's going to be pasul shechita. However, the obvious kasha on Rashi is that you already did a shechita kshira. So why is that going to be worse than cutting off a leg or something after the shechita, which is not going to be posul shechita? It should just be like cutting off a leg. So the way to potentially answer is that cutting a leg is different, right? It's something totally separate, right? But shechita b'miyot basra, that can be still be considered as part of the ma'isa shechita, and therefore it's going to be pasul midin shehiya. So the way to explain, there are two ways to explain this. The first is Rashi l'shitasa, that lechatchila. Right, to shech the simanim shleimim is daraisa. So therefore, the shechita b'miyot basra is like a hemshech of the shechita, and therefore it's going to be pasul, right? Because that's still part of the mitzvah lechatchila to shech, right? To shech the full siman. So if you're shechting a full simanim, you do a shechita b'miyot basra, right? That's going to be part of that initial ma'isa shechita lechatchila to shech the simanim shleimim. However, you could also explain with the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi, right, he said, right, there's a suffix if rubo kikulo mamish, or it's just dino karubo. And Rashi holds that it's kikulo mamish. And therefore, if rubo is kikulo mamish, then there's only one maisa shechita. Right? The only way to do a shechita is by shechting kula. It's just you can do that in one of two ways. Either by shechting rubo, or by shechting kula. But there's only one maisa shechita. Right? And if that's the case, so if it's all really one ma'isa shechita, you can't say this is a different ma'isa shechita when you shech the miyabasra. It's all one ma'isa shechita. And therefore, if you do a shehiya and you shech the next part, if you shech the miyabasra, it's still going to be considered as part of one ma'isa shechita. And that's going to be pasul. So then the smak had a chiddush, right, according to Beis Yosef, had a chiddush in Shitas Rashi. Very interesting. That if you're shochet siman echad ba'of, then you shouldn't shech the second siman. Rather, you should wait until the chicken dies, the oaf dies, whatever bird you're doing, most of the time it's chicken. Maybe a turkey if you don't hold like a shechter, fine, whatever. But, you know, maybe a duck also. I like duck, it's tasty. right? But you know, an oaf, right? Simon Sheni Ba'oaf, you should wait for that to shech that Simon Sheni Ba'oaf until it dies. If you only shechted a, if you only shechted one Simon to begin with.
So like you made a mistake and only shechted one?
No, you shechted one by an oaf. You only have to shecht one by an oaf.
No, but you, like, this is the chachila, you should wait. Is this the chachila that you should only shecht one and then shecht the second one after it dies? Or like, if you happen to shecht one, then if you want to shecht the second one, you should wait for it to die?
That's a good question. Does anybody know? Did we say that lechatchila or b'di'evad also?
Lechatchila, you need shecht.
No, I'm saying, did we say that lechatchila you should not shecht the second one?
No.
Well, if you do it in one action.
Right, if you do it in one action, it should lechora, it's fine.
Right, so we're saying, like,
right, so we're saying if you only shechted one, you shouldn't now shecht the second one.
Right, because there's
shehiyah. Right, because there's a shehiyah. Right. Or you rather you should wait until it dies and then you can then you can check it. Right? Right, but that's you want to finish cutting it. Meaning you shouldn't cut it earlier.
So it dies quicker.
Right, so it dies quicker.
So back up the
head. Right, rather better hit it on head, rather you should wait. However, that's a little bit challenging to say that in Shittas Rashi. Right? Because Rashi says that lechatchila, that's only their abanan to shech that second simon. Right, so then why should you wait? Right, you should just shecht it right away so that the animal is not in pain. Right, if it's their abanon, it's not going to be mitzdarif. Right, if it's their abanon, it's not going to be mitzdarif. Right, so how can you say this from Shitas Rashi? Right, you could say it in the Rambam. Right, for the Rambam, it's that lechatchil is doraisa. So maybe if you shecht that second simon, it will be mitzdarif, like for Rashi by miyabasra. Like, because that's what Rashi holds by Simonim Shleiman. Right? But Rashi holds that this is Darabana. So why can't you just shecht it? It's not really, it's not gonna be Mitztarif. So the way we have to say is that the smack is saying, like, he's holding like Rashi Le'inyan Simonim Shleiman. And he's Machmir there. Right? So Le'inyan the Simonim Shleiman, he's gonna hold like Rashi. Right? But Le'inyan the Simon Sheni Ba'Oaf, so he's going to hold like the Rambam, right? That is lechatchila doraisa, and then it would be mitzdarif. So therefore, you should wait. I believe that takes care of the first three sugyas and the first five questions. Yeah.
Rambam is for Simon Sheni and two by.
Yeah, so you could say that the smack is just saying like the Rambam, but we want
to. In regards to Shekhiya, in regards to Rashi. And Machmir in regard to Bez Simonim by Oaf. That's the issue.
In Shehiyah.
So I have in mind.
Right, so yeah, he's Machmir Linin Shehiyah like Rashi, which is predicated on the fact that Rashi's Machmir Midor Raisa. If you go within the Beis Halevi, that it's Rashi's Machmir Midor Raisa by Simon of Shlim.
Yeah,
in a Hanami. Yeah. You're right. In a Hanami. Okay, Shkoyach.